Node 5 5 6 7 2 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 8 3 4 1 3 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0
Any unit. WQATD, I just doing a radio check. Thank you. We're clear.
KCA-VSU.
KCA-VSU, this is WQATD. How's the morning for you?
Well, it's going good. 35 degrees here in Michigan. I don't think you're in Michigan. I think you're probably on app or something.
I'm in Alpena, Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, I'm over here near Elk Rapids on the other side of the state.
Yep, I think this repeater that we're talking on is kind of linked into other repeaters. That's why we're able to do this.
Oh, I know. It's called the Northern Michigan Link Repeater System. They do have a website out there, too, so you see all the different repeaters here in Northern Michigan.
The name of the app again?
The website is the Northern Michigan Link Repeater System. There's like 6 or 7 different repeaters around. There's the BMR. And other ones. Oh, it's okay. I just got to take a drink. It's called the NMLRN.org. The Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network.org. And that's a good one to see all the repeaters up here.
Can you repeat the website again, please?
Okay. It's NMLRN.org.
Thank you. I think NMLRN.org. Very good. Thank you.
Yep. And we have those numerous ones or some over by, up at Petoskey, there's a 7-4 over in Sheboygan, And there's so many different ones. We even go up into the UP with it at times. So there's a few of them around, and it's a good system. We use it a lot for when we have Skywarn activation.
Yep, well, I have a dual-channel radio here. It has the capability of listening to, like, four different bands, and I got it hooked up here, and I'm listening or monitoring two-meter frequencies. Our repeater here in Alpena is 146.760 up on Manning Hill.
Ah, very good, very good. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Okay, well, we'll let you go. I need to get with my buddy and stuff here. He's kind of giving me a little info here, so I need to get out my computer and look this up. So, okay, we'll talk to you later. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, 73.
Hey, Whiskey, Quebec, 8, Tango, Victor, we declare.
KVA-DX security testing VAP 25.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, testing on with PL 1072.
Hey, Jim, I think that's you. Try PL1072. It'll force the Elmwood receiver. Whenever the voting goes, for some reason, the local receiver is the only one that wins. It's a configuration issue at the moment. So you can force the remote one by doing PL1072.
Panic image.
WM Mobile. AFAFUF Mobile. KCHBUC, KCHBUC, NAPWM, you're on, John.
KCHMQ listening.
Was that KCHCMQ, NAPWM?
Well, good morning there, sir. Yeah, I heard you on the scanner over here, so I was on Facebook. I had to get out of that and get on the Echo Link real quick. Come right on. So, you're right. I think it was, but I'm not sure. Well, anyway, nice. I didn't even get up until 10 o'clock this morning.
11?
Siri says 11. We was up playing cards last night with some neighbors until about 10 o'clock.
Oh, nice. All right, well, sounds like a fun evening. I was home watching the Olympics, and Carol came over for a little bit yesterday, and we, was it yesterday? No, day before. Anyway, no, I've just kind of hung around the house, nice day for a cigar. Today's going to be even better. So we're just heading down to Rose City. The family fair in Mayo, their coolers are down, so they don't have any fresh vegetables for the dragon. So I got to go down to Rose City and pick some up. But that's all that's going on today. Not too much, just going to relax and maybe take care of some paperwork for Captor.
Oh, that's right. It would be closer. Wow. Is it closer to there, or is it closer for you for up here in Lewiston?
No, it's
maybe it's closer down that way for you. But yeah, we did see your stuff in the Facebook. But I do believe it's $8 and not $7. Not sure if you. I might be wrong. Maybe they dropped it back down. I don't know.
Yep, we dropped it back down to 7. So we decided that last meeting. Anyway, yeah, got a lot of people looking at that posting, so that's a good thing. Apparently, there's a brother somewhere. He says, "So when's your regular?" And I'm like, "Okay, here you go." Trying to drum up some life around here. But so anyway. Yeah.
Well, you know, I could come down there and put one of those dresses on that they wear with a bagpipe on my arm, stand up on top of there where the flag is, and start playing, take a picture, and maybe we'll get some Irish people down there to do the that Dijabi dance. Ha ha.
Oh, well, there you go. Yep, you could do that. I'll put on my kilt and get up there with you. I don't have a set of bagpipes. I wish I did. I've always wanted to learn how to play them.
Well, you can always ask Johnny Welch.
No, he does drums.
Down there. Oh, he does drums now. I guess he used to do the bagpipes, but I guess he does drums now. But they got a band down there. And the Shriners, hey, go down there and play if you want.
Oh, that's a possibility. It takes a while to learn them. It takes years. But first thing I got to do is get a chanter and learn how to play the chanter. Because I can read music. So it's like, okay, I got to figure this out. But I don't know, maybe someday. I got too much stuff going on now as it is.
Well, I got a small flute here that I've had for years and still can't play that crazy thing. I just blow in it and start putting my fingers in it. Hey, look, I'm making music.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like fun. I actually play the dulcimer. I play mountain dulcimer. But it's stored away right now. But that's what I used to play. And to be honest, I am actually trained in singing opera and vocal jazz. So I did it for years and just got too old to mess with it. But anyway, sure is a beautiful day. It's going to be almost 40 today. Perfect day for a cigar or a pipe, one of the two. I got a be eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Well, there you go. I got to go out and burn papers out here in the back since we got some nice weather. So I'll be sitting out there for about an hour, hour and a half, burning all that crazy thing. You know, Jerry says anytime you want to come up when you're lonely, you can. I don't know what we're having for dinner tonight, but having leftovers from last night, which we had from downstate, so from over here, from our people that we went to last night. So, but yeah, you come over anytime you get lonely. And just don't bring the dragon, because I got three cats in here and two outside.
Well, I appreciate the offer. That's very kind of you. Maybe I'll take you up on it next week or next weekend. I got I wouldn't be going down to Rose City if it wasn't critical for the dragon's food, because I've got a wheel bearing going in my truck, and they can't get it in until next Friday. So I'm trying to limit my driving, but I'll definitely keep it in mind, and I might take you up on that offer. As far as bringing the dragon, no, I wouldn't bring the dragon out in the cold. It's still a little too cold for her. She was sitting in the sun yesterday on my chest and loving all that up, but it's just a tad bit too cold to bring her out, and I wouldn't bring the dragon. I'd bring the dog and let her chase the cats around. KTMQ,
NAPWM. Well, maybe the two babies from Mama wouldn't bother them, but I don't know about Sugar. She might go after them. But again, we've had dogs in here before, and they haven't done nothing. And if you need a vehicle for a while, you know my van. It just sits here in the garage. And Sherry and I just use the journey. The only time I use the van is when I come down there to go to meetings and do passes and stuff. So that's available if you need that for temporary sake. All you got to do is just put gas in it.
Oh, that's very kind of you to offer. I appreciate it. And I'll keep it in my back pocket if this thing goes in for service for a while. Which is a definite possibility. I might definitely take you up on that. I don't know what's going to happen with it. It's intermittent, so I don't know if it's an outer wheel bearing or it's in the differential on the inside shaft. I'm not sure. But it's starting to howl a little bit, and maybe it's done that all along. So I'm not sure, but I appreciate the offer.
Okay, well, you know, if you need it, you know where to get a hold of me, or you got a telephone, or you got the email, you got, man, I tell you what, you can get a hold of me five different ways, and I can't hide from you.
That is very good. I know where to find you. If I don't, I'm sure Harry does. All right, I'm getting down here to Rose City, so this is getting a little scratchy with the hills. So we'll say 7-3, and you and Harry have a great day. Don't get into too much trouble. We'll let you tie the ribbons on it, and KPTMQ and EWM will be clear on your final, 7-3.
Okay. We'll keep this on just in case something happens on the way back home. And then when you get home, you can let me know. KCM Energy. A little scratchy, but go ahead. KCMQ.
It shouldn't be. Right here in town in Travers. NHDMH.
Well, that was all right. When you first came in, it was could this be the mile repeater down here making noises coming through? Other than that, we're down here in Lewiston, and you have at least it's sun shining out there, and a little bit of melting anyways.
Yeah, it's sunny over here, and can't say it's exactly warm, but it's not super cold.
Well, at least it's not 25 below zero like it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that wasn't pleasant.
And I presume that if I was 25 below, you guys got to be colder over there because of the water and stuff,
no,
wouldn't
warmer.
You? Or are you warmer the other way around?
Over here, usually it's the other way around. The further inland you go, the colder it's going to be. The water is usually warmer than the air, so it usually causes it to be a little bit warmer over this way.
Okay, so where I am, I get the cold, and where you are, you get the snow. But, yeah, we had some over here, but not as much as what you guys had over that direction. Especially downtown Gaylord, they really got nailed this year.
Yeah, we don't get as much snow as Gaylord does, nowhere near that much, but because they're in the snow belt, we're kind of like right outside of it. We get lots of lake effect bands, but they're usually pretty short-lived, or it's like usually heavy wet snow or something like that. Gaylord just never stops snowing.
Well, I think the snowdrift people were happy when they were doing theirs just a couple weeks ago. At least it started to snow, and then it got cold, and they had a couple accidents here and there, a couple turnovers, but at least they got what they wanted. They used to do that in the end of January, but a couple of years ago, or I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, it was too warm for them to run through, so that's why they changed it to the first weekend of February. And so far, they've been happy with that, so I think they're going to keep it there.
Yeah, Yeah, actually, not going to lie, it's a little bit annoying that they chose that date now, because that's the same weekend as the swap in Traverse, so I'm not able to go over that way.
Well, also, too, it's the same weekend that they got the 500 up there north, so a lot of people are griping about that, is what this, and this is. So, yeah, one of these days, maybe I'll get over to do a swap or something. I got my HF radio for sale. I got a bunch of stuff that I want to get rid of. And I put it on Facebook, but I had a couple people asking about it, and that's about all they went through. So I'm getting too old. My antenna died up on top. And I want to start getting rid of a lot of stuff before I'm 6 foot down below and Mama don't have to take care of all this stuff. So we're trying to eliminate a lot of our frames. She's only a tech, so she can play with the little HDs and the radio that I got in there. But HF, no, she can't do anything with that one. KCHCM and Q.
Yep, understood there. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go. My lunch timer just went off, so I got to go get the food. We'll see you 7-3. KC-8, CMQ, and AQ, Mitch.
Okay, Dougie, have a good day. KC-8, CMQ.
KCATMQ and APWM Mobile.
Yeah, KCATMQ. You must be on your way back with your head of lettuce. Let's see, what else is it? Crickets, this, that, and everything else. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually just pulled in the driveway. No crickets. We don't feed crickets, and no head lettuce. Got to be all like spring mix and squash and sweet peppers and bell peppers and cilantro and all kinds of good stuff. Dragon eats better than I do. Oh, John, I think I lost you. Did you lose your connection? KC8CMQ and APWM. All right, John, if you can hear me, I'll give you a shout in a little bit. And APWM.
Well, if you're still there, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. ACHCMQ, we heard you over the scanner.
KCAVSU on North Michigan Link Repeater System.
Hey, go ahead, Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike, Quebec. Good afternoon, go ahead.
Well, an old friend of mine I haven't talked to since the 8-2 went down. How you doing, John?
Well, let's put it this way, I'm alive. He's been fighting cancer for the last 2.5 years, finally got that clear. Got a bad knee that might have to have surgery. I turned too many years of birthdays, still trying to chase Sherry around. My body just don't let me catch her. But we get out there in that big old green tractor that she gave me for that 50-year anniversary. And now we blow the snow with that crazy thing instead of getting out there with a four-wheeler. So that's about my life. Go ahead.
That's about damn time, dude. It's about damn time. Hey, don't feel too bad. This old boy turned 51 this year, and he got smart. Last year, he swapped his roof to shovel it, and he ain't doing that no more.
he got himself a stow right there, and I have a walk behind blower, which I don't have too much to worry about. But, I'm tired of going up on the roof and shoveling it off with the stow. I go up there, I drop the stow right off the ground and pull the stow right off. Makes it a lot easier, John.
Well, I'm not allowed to get up on a roof. I'm not allowed to get up on a ladder. And I, when the doctor told me that about a year and a half ago, oh, stupid me, I got on the ladder in the garage, and I fell down and had 7 stitches in the top of my head. And he wasn't too happy about that. And I said, okay, I won't do it no more. But, we got one of those rake things that we use out there when roof rake, and I pull a little bit of that off and do this and do that, but that's about all I can do. Sherry tries to keep the deck out here in front clean, and we do what we got to do being 70-some years old, but what the heck, I don't go out there and do that car races anymore due to the fact that I don't really have I got one radio in the car, but I'm not allowed to go out by myself anymore, and I can't stand out in the cold because of the disease and stuff that I got. I get real cold. My feet will turn purple, and I don't even know it because I can't feel it with this disease. So we just stay home and listen to it on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, for me, the winter time, I have my driveway due, and I do my neighbor. She lost her husband to cancer last year, and I did it last year, and I'm doing it this year, so it don't bother me too bad. I get, if I going back and forth like I do, I'm getting about 5 to 6 miles every time I walk out there.
Well, the good Lord's looking down on you as a nice neighbor. I guess that's what we're supposed to do is love thy neighbor as we do ourselves. So get out there and help. But I don't really have any neighbors around here that got one across the street, but we don't even talk to him for a reason. Well, I'm not even going to get into. But other than that, I don't have too many more people. they move. The one that I used to do around here, the old lady, on the corner here, well, she sold her house. Now she's got 2 guys in there, and I haven't seen them all winter long. People behind me are in mobile homes or trailers, and they're only up here once in a great while. In fact, I was surprised that they were up here this weekend, and I've seen the lights over that direction. But other than that, I don't have too many more people running around in my area other than the deer. The snowmobiles going up and down through here at the wintertime, and the four-wheelers. So that's what keeps me going. I'll get out there on the deck and have a cup of coffee and watch everything go by.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like here, we don't get the snowmobiles, we get a couple, but now they fenced in all the orchards around here. Nobody goes driving through my neighbor's yard anymore because they put brand new tart cherry trees next to the house. So I'm like, okay, that's good. I won't have to listen to them waking me up at 12, 1, 2 in the morning. Oh, there's times they've driven through my yard and it's like, No, it's really calmed down over here. More people have gone different ways. Well, John, I'm going to really throw a surprise at you. I'm looking at the thermometer. 42 degrees over here.
Well, Sherry was telling me, according to ours, it says it's 48 degrees. But But our phones say 34 due to the fact that this thing outside is right underneath the awning. That's metal, and the sun is just hitting that thing right now, but yeah, it's melting off the roof. I could see that going, but I know it ain't no 40-some degrees over here right now, but hey, it's supposed to get up that way, and then it's supposed to be nice all this weekend, or all this week until the weekend. And then they're saying that we're going to start getting some more snow for a couple of days. So I thought it was all done, but maybe they're, well, you know, that's one job that gets paid for telling you you're going to get snow, and then it doesn't snow. So you get a job that you can lie and still tell the truth one way or the other. It's just what Mother Nature's going to do. I like to have that kind of a job.
Oh, yeah, I know. Some people, oh, yeah, it's going to be so bad. We get a nice sunny day. Bronco says we might get some rain Wednesday, but we'll see how that all works out overnight. But that's okay. As long as I have to pull the blower out and sit in the shed and just sit there and just relax itself a little bit. It's really pushed the snow this year. I mean, I have to get out and do a lot of the mailboxes. I have four mailboxes to take care of, plus I have to drive. It might blow it down into my ditch because I'm the first driveway the plow will hit when it comes up the road from the main intersection. So I get it down and I kind of get the snow off, and he sees I've been out there, he'll lift his wing blade and just scrape it down little by little, and, you know, he won't plug me in. So I usually take care of that, and he goes, you really keep those mailboxes back. You keep the snow. I says, you bet I do. I enjoy that. And, I mean, I do it all the time with my snow blower. It does a good job.
Well, you're basically the same way I am. I'm right on the corner. Well, I got a lot that's next to me, which is empty. So that's 100 foot across. And then you got the road going east and west. So I get out there with my tractor, and I go from the middle of the road, and I start cleaning all that out over to the ditch and all the way to the corner. And then once I get to the side of the road where it's gravel, I just keep right on it going, and I get about two lengths of my big green tractor before I start getting down into the hole there of the off the road. So when the plow comes through, he's always waving to me. He knows what I'm doing, because when he comes around the corner off the road, he's got to dump that stuff someplace. So he'll put it to where he can get it up close to the hills that I've already done, and he knows that I'm just going to blow all that back later down the road and get it all gone. So every time he comes through, he's always waving to me, and I'm waving to him. Stop and gave him a couple of cookies one day, and he appreciated that. And he said, well, keep up the good work. And I said, yeah, you ought to start paying me for it. He said, I can't do that, but I wish I could. KCHCMQ.
KCHCMQ. Yeah, well, me and the plow driver knew my mom and knows my aunt. So basically, you know, it's like I saw the other day and said, hey, how am I doing keeping the driveway or the side of the road done? He says, I'll tell you, you really go deep into the ditch, because I have a downward ditch there, and I'll go down into that, and I'll just push it into my yard, and, you know, it's like, you'll see that if he's got time, he will take it up, because he knows I've cleaned a lot of the road up, and sometimes, like, after we get wet snow or something, I'll go out there and clean up again after he goes by. Because I have three driveways I have to keep clean, so it all works out.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to work with people like that. Yeah, I get into my ditch over here that I got to do, and if I get like 10 degrees off the high and start going downward, My tractor doesn't like to come out of that 10-15 degree area with that big old 54-inch snowplow in the front, and sometimes I got to use a differential to kick me out or rock it back and forth. And then Sherry looked at me one day when I was doing that, and she thought I was out here in the front of the mailbox trying to get out, and she thought she was going to have to pull a car out there. I get it. So it took me about 10 minutes, and I rocked it back and forth and got out of it. Don't do it no more, but I got to do some work in there this summer. With all these trees that we've had, what I've been doing with this ditch is I've been cutting them up and shredding them, and I'm taking them out, and I'm filling in the gutter. So now I got the wood chips down there, and then when it gets hard, I can drive over the top of it. But I've only done like four wheelbarrows full, and it's not enough to where the tractor is going all the way over it with all four wheels. So I got to start working on that a little bit more this summer. But hopefully, if my health lets me do it, we've got them all cut up. All we got to do is just shred them up and get rid of them.
And for me, John, I can drive it down, put it in reverse. I can walk it back out, you know. And if worse comes worse, I can just go down the ditch and come up through the up through my main yard too if I got stuck down there. But no, I get her so she's good because, like I say, it's hard some days. But I got two ways out. If the blower won't come back up the hill, I'll just drive it through the ditch and back through my yard. I was making our hole for it. Yeah. No, it's good. It's a little 8-horse, and that puppy can kill himself. And I talked to a friend of mine who's got John Deere 955 with a front blower, and he plugs that thing up all the time and watch. So I haven't plugged up, and that's the thing, you know. So, okay, John, well, hey, I'm going to let you go so we can free up the repeater, but good to talk to you again. KCABSU.
Hey, okay, well, you have a nice day, and we'll catch you, like everybody says, we'll catch you down the road. T-O, Charlie 8, Charlie Mike, Quebec.
KF4NID. KCACUC, go ahead, KCACMQ. Okay, no problem. I will talk to you when you get in here. Bye. KCHCUC.
KFA-ENF. KFA-ENF.
KF-88FTE monitoring. KF-88FTE monitoring.
Charlie 8 Delta Golf, testing on 107 PL.
Yeah, station is checked in there. You're sounding good. Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec, Lewiston.
Thank you for the report. Yeah, I'm testing the different receiver transmit frequencies, so thank you.
Well, okay. Have a good evening, Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec.
Well, the name is Jim over here. If you could stand by for a second, I want to try it on low power. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Oh, man. Name's John here, and we'll stand by.
Okay, John, I'm on low power now.
Okay, I can hear you, but you got a little bit of static in the background, okay? But you're making it.
Okay, hey, thank you, sir. I went back to high power. Okay, thank you for my test. ACACG clear.
KCHNQ.
Beach.
KE8 FJW Montreal.